Hi, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
Yeah, I'm Justin.
Hey guys, have you seen The Monkey?
I mean,
is that drum solo part of the title?
It's part of April. It's the final current Ape Monkey movie.
No, I have seen a movie called The Monkey.
Ah, have you seen 2025's?
No.
The Monkey.
This year? Wow, is this the... I guess, no, Fast Movies are the newest movies we've seen.
This is the newest movie we've seen.
Newest movie, yeah, I guess.
Right now.
Yeah.
This one's currently in theaters in some places still. So what we do here on the podcast is the people who haven't seen the movie, in this case, all of us.
Because it's April, exceptions.
Oh, we break all the rules.
Apes break all the rules.
We're taking those rules and we're tearing them apart for their sweet monkey meat inside.
Ape together cheat.
Josh, what do you think The Monkey's going to be about?
I know this is a horror movie. I'm glad I know that, because I wouldn't know what the fuck to pitch if I didn't know it was a horror movie. Actually, no, that makes it worse, because I don't know... The big question here is do monkeys do the killing, like Kilimanjaro? Oh, Shadow of Kilimanjaro, or... Does something kill the monkeys, right?
Ooh.
A horror movie from the monkey's perspective?
That would be okay. Or is it stupid and it's just like a guy called the monkey? It's like Halloween.
Oh.
It's like a slasher, but it's like a monkey mask.
It's stupid like Halloween.
Yeah, I'm going to do
that. I like how he phrased that.
I'm going to lowball this.
Oh, yeah, as low as you can get. Halloween.
Besides Terrifier or Terrorizer or whatever it's called, which I have not seen.
Yeah.
You can tell from not knowing the title. I think this is like, we don't see a lot of slasher movies anymore, do we?
No.
In modern horror. So I'm going to low and say the monkey is like a slasher movie. And it's just a guy with a monkey mask.
Unless it's one of those Scream sequels. We really don't see slashers.
Right, besides
Or one of them Scream, Halloween yeah. sequels. Or one of them...
Has Halloween gotten a sequel recently? Justin?
Yeah, Halloween I expert? Think it's got a couple in the last 5 years.
I know
it like, recently it. Had, like, a... Like, where they, like, brought back all the old actors and, like...
Oh, they did one of those.
They did one of the things where it's, like... These movies are canon, and the rest of them aren't anymore.
Oh, okay.
Besides the first two.
Mm. Okay.
Weird
case. How long until Star Wars tries to do that?
I don't know.
George Lucas buys it back and is just like, I'm gonna make them good! By golly! So, Justin, what do you think this is gonna be about? Do you know?
Have you seen trailers?
I've seen some trailers, and I believe I've seen...
Half the movie already.
A movie... This is a remake, right?
I don't know.
Oh, is it?
So you think you've seen one that this might be based on?
I think I've seen...
That makes sense. I think. For 2025.
There was a movie... Is it a movie about... a helper monkey?
I don't know anything about it.
I think it's a horror movie about a helper monkey.
You're thinking Monkey Shine.
No? Monkey Shines is different.
Okay.
I think. Maybe.
Where's the horror with the helper monkey? I don't get it. Does the helper monkey do the killing?
Yeah. Well, no, like, the helper monkey is, like, terrorizing the person because the person can't move.
And the monkey's taken over?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's closed room?
Ooh. Like a Hitchcockian monkey flick?
But the monkey's supposed to be there. It's like...
I like The Shift.
But wouldn't the monkey just kill the guy and that's the movie? Like, where's the movie?
Well, it's not strong enough to kill him at first, and he thinks he can trust
it. So what, it grows up? We just follow him for, like, years?
He has to gain his trust.
Why?
Because he's
monkey doesn't want the monkey kills other people.
He's incapacitated.
Oh.
Probably, and it blames the guy.
This sounds like the kills are not going to be very interesting.
Okay, I like this, though. You're going for slasher. You're going for psychological monkey horror. I'm going to say existential monkey dread. There's a gas released, which, like, de-evolves everyone into monkeys.
Okay.
And someone's the monkey. The
long
monkey.
Shot? Yeah. Who's the
monkey? The monkey. Oh.
There's no plural here. There's only one monkey in this movie.
That's not,
there's one that spreads it.
The title is anything to go by.
The monkey spreads
patient
it.
Patient monkey. Yeah.
Patient zero monkey.
Okay.
Yeah, and he like...
So it's like a zombie apocalypse.
He's like your Tremors where
it's like it's like Planet of the Apes, but it's a zombie apocalypse.
Yes.
An ape-opalypse.
Apocalypse. This is the best of the three pitches.
It might be.
What
like,
if zombie movie but with monkeys?
It might be like Tremors, where it's an ass blaster, and that's how the gas spreads from the monkey. So it's a horror comedy.
So we're gonna get like evolutions of the monkey.
Ooh, like we did in
like
Planet of the Apes.
What?
We got evolutions of the monkey in Planet of the Apes.
No, we just got different apes.
No, first they could like think like better. And then they could, like, sign language, and then they could talk
by that
third movie. You know how I know? Because you and me can't talk monkey, but Justin can. Yes.
I had the monkey.
You took that as one of your languages when you built your character.
Sure, monkey.
Yep. It's an odd one to take, but it pays off every time there's a movie like that.
I still stand by part two of Planet of the Apes would have been better if it was intentionally no subtitles.
Me too.
You just like, because we could figure out the whole movie.
I feel like we had a better experience not having to know like their little jargon in the subtitles and just interpreting it as a animal.
It'd be ballsy, right? You know, you can't put adults in front of you like that with no dialogue for 2 hours.
I don't know.
It's ballsy, but apes could do it.
Yeah, apes could do it. Apes hold movie strong.
Yeah. So we got three mid horror pitches then.
Yeah. Mid-tier horror pitches.
Probably gonna be a horror... I mean, we know it's a horror movie.
What's the best horror, in your opinion, Josh? What kind of horror?
I like psychological stuff. I can't name it because they're all on your blacklist.
Oh, no, okay.
But, yeah, I like things
These
like,
movies
you know...
are kept out in the desert in, like... a bunker.
I like things like One Missed Call and Spiral and stuff. Like
yeah,
weird,
oh, okay.
Weird psychological body horror, gets a little bit shit. I don't like slashies. I don't like, what are they, name all the types of horror movies. There's slasher movies, there's like horror.
There's like, sci-fi, like
yeah,
we
sci-fi
did in
horror,
Horizon.
Yeah. Like Jason X, which I've not seen.
Eh.
It's the one that comes to mind. There's like...
We did Silence of the Lambs. That's a psychological horror.
We did not do Silence of the Lambs.
We have.
Watched Silence of the
Lambs. We've done it.
We did.
No, what?
On the podcast.
I remember watching it not on the podcast, though.
No, we did it on
the
podcast.
We did it on
the
podcast.
Because I remember having fava beans and a nice Chianti that night for dinner.
That's
I
like,
know we did it.
Yeah, okay.
I can look up the episode and I can play your voice going, no, I've never listened to this movie, and then saying, yes, I've listened to this.
Okay. The fuck did I watch it with my friends?
I just built an AI, Josh.
Yeah, you took the three...
It wasn't hard.
You took the three voice clips, yeah.
No. It was a movie.
10 out of 10 would not recommend it, yeah.
I trained it.
What about you two? What are your favorite types of horror movies?
I like horror comedies. Like Shaun
like
of
what?
The Dead.
Okay.
Okay. I'm glad you didn't say Friday the 13th.
Cabin in the Woods.
That's not
yeah, Cabin in the Woods.
Uh-huh. Sure
oh,
is.
I'm thinking of Knock at the Cabin.
Oh, sorry. I haven't seen that one yet.
We've seen that one.
Ooh, I hear it's okay.
One? It's okay. Knock at the Cabin.
Oh, Knock at the Cabin.
The Shyamalama Ding Dong one, yeah.
I like horror fantasy. That's a really brief trend crossover.
What?
Like,
Green Knight, right?
Oh, Green Knight was good.
I was joking with you.
No, it was good. We watched one called Monster Hunter once. And
That's
it was...
not a horror movie. Monster Hunter?
everything's named a movie. This was like a foreign Norwegian film.
Oh, okay.
About a Viking. It was very okay. Witcher-esque. Okay. But it was very grimdark. No, not Monster Hunter. Like,
that also
we're seven people with swords.
That also got
us.
A movie, though.
Right, right. A video game. We'll get to have you play it eventually.
Should we come up with our favorite horror movies to talk about after the...
Let's watch The Monkey and see if it reminds us of any of our...
They're gonna say, see if it becomes one of our favorite movies.
Ooh, I like that too. That's ballsy though.
No way. No fucking way.
So?
Some 2025 nothing horror movies.
That no one's heard of here?
No one's heard of, yeah.
So, we're gonna get to it. We're gonna watch The Monkey from this year here on Have You Seen. La 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 Te sto cercando, dai soro mio. And we're back with our final movie, supposedly. Maybe. No, I'm just kidding.
teleports back into our lives.
Yeah.
This is
one
how Josh
later.
Sees April show up on the calendar every
good
year.
Comparison.
It's what? Back. We have to destroy it.
Was it the best April movie this year?
Yeah, yes.
This year?
Let's go over them. What did he name them?
First one.
I don't remember.
Monkey Man.
Monkey Man.
Better Man.
Better Man. Yeah. Oh, that was first?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did Better Man first.
Yeah.
Robbie Williams biopic?
That one was weird. And
that was the worst.
What was it called?
Better Man.
That was Better Man, right.
Robbie Williams was the only person in the world played by a CGI monkey. One of the best battle scenes of any of these movies, though, was Better Man.
When he fought the people in the audience.
Yeah, with a broadsword.
Yeah, sure.
Inexplicably, best battle scene goes to Better Man. Maybe we should rank all these at the end of the episode and wrap up April.
Okay, sure.
Tonight's movie. It wasn't a slasher.
It was not.
It was a
horror comedy.
It was Final Destination with a monkey.
Yeah.
It was a horror comedy.
A dark horror comedy, for
sure. It was unclear if it was a comedy at some points.
Yeah.
It had what seemed to be a serious tone at times, but all of the deaths were very zany.
Oh my, so
sometimes
many.
Too zany.
Quite a few.
There were a couple that were a little too zany.
One in particular was Jumpin' the Shark.
The one where we start, though.
Instead of Jumpin' the Shark, it's Swallowing the Bees.
Where we start, who's this actor who's in Severance now?
Adam Scott.
He is like an old-timey sea captain-looking motherfucker.
He's covered in blood, too. He's trying to sell the monkey to the barber. To the barbershop, pawn shop.
An antique store or something.
Yeah.
And he comes in and the guy points to the sign. It's like, no refunds on child's toys.
I think it said no refunds, no returns, no child's toys.
Oh, so he didn't even want child's toys at this pawn shop.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
He's like, it's not a toy. Don't
call it is not a toy. Trust me.
It doesn't like to be called a toy.
Maybe that's true.
So was that? That was a
funny thing? That was a... Throughout the movie, someone said that to people throughout the movie. Like, don't call it a toy.
Maybe that was just the people reacting to it because they've seen so many people explode.
Yeah, but I'm just saying they used that exact line like four or five times in the movie.
He's like, oh no, don't twist the key. You don't want the drum to come down. When the drum comes down, we go to hell. Adam Scott's acting very... dramatically. This sets the tone for the rest of the movie because the thing comes down, an old scuba dude, like a harpoon gun falls, it zips past him and in through the belly of the shopkeep.
It pulls out
again.
His, like, intestine.
Oh, yeah.
It drums again and it causes the harpoon to retract and pulls out his intestines.
all the way across the shop. I was like, oh, is he going to do jump rope now? And I'm like, this set the tone quite early for how silly the movie was going to be.
Oh, yeah. I knew right away. I was like, oh, okay. This is going to be a silly movie.
But then not all the deaths were silly.
I like how you were like, there's a built-in alarm. There's not going to be any jump scares.
Yes, I thought that they were going to follow the rules. So they put in Scream-esque music stings.
There was...
When the monkey appears. Not always. Just a couple times.
There were some weird music choices.
Oh, definitely. Not only music, but like sound effects choices,
too. Maybe that was part of the is that the music stings were in weird places.
And kind of overdone sometimes, it felt like.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
I don't want to give that to the movie, because I don't want to give anything.
It was overdone, and that was definitely intentional.
It had that sort of feel. Where everything was a little stylized, over the top. And
it felt a bit like a Hammer movie.
Yeah, a modern day Hammer movie, which we've done one of.
Because it was very gory.
And it was the Frankenstein one. And it was like during the 70s. And
don't remember.
You might not have been there because it was a guest episode.
Okay.
We could do more Hammer stuff.
Yeah.
I love Hammer movies.
Like you said, they're very gory. They're from like the 60s and 70s. A lot of famous actors showed up in them.
Okay.
That you would probably recognize from Lord of the Rings.
Okay, I didn't recognize this. They're from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, you're right. He didn't recognize Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood shows up in a real weird role. Let's get to it first. There's these two boys. They're twins.
Mm-hmm.
And their dad has disappeared. We don't know where he is.
I know the evil guy's name is Bill.
Maybe yeah. their
What's
dad?
What's the main character's name?
I don't know he gets a
Nick
name.
Henry?
Henry?
Something like that?
Henry.
Maybe their dad was old-timey Adam Scott from
it
the
was.
Beginning.
It must have been.
It had to have been.
Because when this movie, when they're twins and boys, it's 1999 mm-hmm. with huge air quotes because it is the 70s. And then later, it's like 25 years later, and I'm like, 2024?
When his uncles, like, were swingers, and he had those mutton chops, I'm like,
99! Good luck, Stephen King. You can't just put a sticker on the bottom of your film that says 1999. Just set it in the 70s.
Yeah.
That's way easier.
Yeah.
You don't appreciate
I don't know
them
why
acting
they did
like
that.
The 90s is old now.
It was way older in this movie than it was in the 90s. Like, this kid had really retro 80s, if anything, bedspread.
Because if you made it whenever they were kids in the 70s, you could have had them be adults in the 90s and gone for double nostalgia.
You could have.
Which is almost what they did anyway.
Right.
But said that it was 2024.
The liberal use of payphones in 2024 in this movie.
Phone books.
Phone books. This was, just set it out of time at that point.
Jimmy Perry took a payphone in his lair.
Yeah. In his lair. Let's not even start on that yet.
We get a Batman villain.
When they're young twin brothers, their father is left.
He describes his brother as the type of guy who would try to shake your hand and say that you had a deal, and then move his hand back like he's sliding.
He's not like that guy.
He doesn't.
He is that guy multiple times. This movie.
He's saying that's what he said.
That's another part of this movie being over the top. People are characters.
Yeah.
Like, very two dimensional.
Even their main character, Henry, right? He's like a very stereotypical, like, I'm a writer, you know, that wears glasses and I'm in this.
I'm like a bad dad who doesn't pay child support.
He's a good dad because he's keeping his son safe in his head.
Fuck you, dad.
He does.
I know. Kind of.
From this.
I don't know what the proximity of this.
Granted, I think that he would have been safe since the monkey was gone for 25 years.
It wasn't gone.
I like the reason that it came
back. Oh, you're right. It was.
It was.
It was.
Gave a good reason for it coming back.
So first off, though, when they're young, they find this monkey in their dad's stuff. It's like a room their mom doesn't go in anymore.
It's in like a hat box.
And their mom, played by
Tatiana Maslany.
From Orphan Black fame.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And She-Hulk.
Yeah, okay. If you watch She-Hulk.
Probably more people watch She-Hulk than Orphan Black, unfortunately.
Is she always She-Hulk, or only when she rages? It's not a Bruce Banner thing, right? Like, she's always She-Hulk?
No, she's her sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought the whole show was her green skin.
No. Okay. She gets big, too.
Like, but she can, like, control it, right?
Yes, she can control it, like,
that's
right away.
That's the difference? Okay.
People got mad at that because they're like, oh, she can control it, oh, why can she control it when the Hulk can't control it? That's, like, his whole thing. Mm. And they're like, because She-Hulk's always been, like, a tongue-in-cheek character.
Yeah, they probably make a joke in it where women control their emotions better than men,
that's
like,
exactly
right away.
That's exactly the explanation.
Yeah, oh, I got it, boom. Yeah, great actor, Tatiana Mosley, plays, like, 8 to 10 characters in Orphan Black.
Yeah.
Spectacularly.
Great show.
Amazing sci-fi.
You should watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that to anybody in the room, even though I pointed at Josh. Okay. I'm just saying it out loud.
Pointing at the mic now, too.
To the mic.
Yeah. So.
Josh, you should watch it, too.
She's playing their single mother. Very grim. And having a lot of fun with it, too.
She's like, the whole point, she's hammering in the whole point of the movie, which is, like, you know, death and life is absurd, and it doesn't make sense.
What kicks this off is they turn the key, and the monkey starts following them around. Because they haven't really been exposed to death, their dad just left.
Mm-hmm.
All we know, he burned a monkey with a flamethrower in an alley and then went to Aruba.
That had to have been their dad.
That's what I was getting to the point, though.
Did he die, though? We don't know what happened.
In the 90s, it's like the 70s. So their dad, when it shows him, he's like a British 1800s Victorian dude, because it's like the 80s. Time is exaggerated in this world. Cheerio, I must burn this monkey now.
I think that is his dad, because they freeze frame on him.
It is, I think.
And he said, did your dad ever leave you anything, like, demonic or something? Because mine sure did.
Very specific.
Yeah.
They go out to a hibachi grill restaurant with their babysitter. The monkey comes along, and no one is, like, freaking out.
Yeah, the kid notices.
Because they're twins. They must be fucking with each other all the time.
Well, and they set it up that his brother is fucking with him like that all the time.
Yeah.
Because his brother's bully. His twin brother is his bully.
It would have been a cool twist if the monkey hadn't ever killed anyone. It was just his twin brother. But there was no.
That's kind of. That kind of happens.
It kind of alludes to that
a little bit, but the monkey is definitely supernatural.
Yeah. But also, his twin brother isn't real, it's just him.
That would have been too much.
That's the double twist?
It's too much. I like that his brother was real and was just.
We'll get to the brother.
Batman villain.
Because he's a terrible brother in the past.
Yes.
He's like, he was born a minute before me and
I'd
ate
say
most
he
of.
He remains a terrible brother.
I ate most of mom's polenta. Not polenta.
Polenta. He ate all of the polenta.
He ate all of the polenta. He's such an evil brother.
Placenta.
Yeah, but you can take the placenta and cook it into polenta.
He kept threatening that it what was
eat
that?
The rest
I'll
of
eat
it.
The rest of your placenta.
I'll eat the rest of you. He's the big brother, quote unquote, and he's like a bully. Can we talk about these school bullies?
And he has a gang of girls.
Yeah, girl gang. In the 90s. And they're like, hey.
It gets a little weird.
I heard your dad left your mom, you shithead.
They jump him in the bathroom?
He walks into what I thought was the girls' locker room.
Yeah.
We're pulling a Porky's here.
They just start talking to him.
And they're like, if your dad doesn't respect women, that means your mom has to be the man of the house and wear the pants. And
you're wearing pants.
I don't get any of this logic, but I like where this is going. Like this teenage boy who walks into the locker room. We're going to take your pants. Oh, yeah.
No.
It wasn't well, we don't know.
It wasn't that.
We don't know.
At all.
We don't know. Because it cut. And it just showed him walking
because
home with no
pants. Because
the
next prank,
he was very
two
dejected,
boxes of bananas.
So I don't think that's what happened.
You don't think he had another high school orgy?
No, I don't.
It's like It and Porky's collide.
Except this one was just like for, like, no connotation.
To pick on him?
Yeah, it's just to pick on him.
Yeah, like a sex prank gone too far. Mom, my brother's girl gang of bullies attacked me and it turned into an orgy, and I don't know why I'm complaining at this point. I'm gonna go to my room and think about things.
But then they bring in 2 boxes of bananas.
How much did those boxes cost?
In the middle of gym with other... When they implies that they
25 cents.
And this is because the brother cornered him in his room because the monkey keeps appearing. And he's like, well, if you want to keep it, you have to say embarrassing shit. Like, I want to suck that banana butt.
Or yeah, I want to suck his, nuts. I want to suck the banana.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Or that you love the monkey. Say
yeah,
you want to marry
say
him.
You love the monkey.
You want to be Mrs. Monkey Face.
Say you love April, Josh. Do it and we'll let you go free. We go to Josh's work the next day with 2 boxes of bananas.
Smear it
and
all.
Just slowly smear yeah. them on him. Don't
and
worry.
Everyone else in your office will watches. Be in on it, so they'll just right. watch.
Yeah.
April, April, April.
They'll just start going like, ooh, 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 ooh.
And this is how we'll start April every year for you.
I don't like that.
This is the 90s.
This is what you do in the 90s.
This was elaborate bullying.
Only just those 2 times, though.
Yeah.
Just the twice.
It would have been
funny.
Well,
yeah, because then after that, he turns the key, and things immediately escalate with this monkey's over-the-top death.
Oh, okay. So he turns the key, and he's like, kill my brother. He keeps sending his girl gang at me, and it's not fun yet. I'm not old enough for that to be fun. Being, like, humiliated by 12 girls in the locker room. Later he'll pay for this.
Sure.
But for now, it's not fun. He says, kill my brother, the monkey. Famously does not take orders. If there's anything it likes less than being called a toy, it's being told yeah. who to kill.
You want someone? If you don't want it to kill someone, say that that's who you want it to kill.
Yeah.
Except don't make it obvious, because then it'll probably actually
it kills
to you.
The mom. With a 1 in 160 bazillion chance.
Her like heart explodes of, or whatever.
And it comes out of her face. And she's cooking and decorating a cake, but she turns around and she's just melting.
Yeah. Just like brain exploded.
Yeah.
And she apparently had time and like
Oh, you don't think this was just a good memory that he got at the end?
I thought that was a memory.
Yeah. I thought it was just like the mom's angel being like, here's a little cookie, you son of a bitch.
Maybe.
Don't go full Batman.
Don't go full Batman villain.
We'll
go
get there. We'll get there. Because.
Mixed with Saw, I guess.
He almost does. He was like, meet me at the place and I'll give you the sign.
And then it's a little like, Home Alone, but hold on. Because they have to go live with Swinger aunt and uncle.
Yes.
In the 90s.
This mutton chop.
Yeah. You guys live in the basement, but don't touch my CD collection. You can use my turntable to play those CDs if you're careful.
We get the most abrupt death with the uncle, right?
No
Who turns
talk
the key
of the
this
internet.
Time.
No mention or use of the internet
or
the
computers
entire, or computers the entire
or cell phones
or cell phones. Oh.
They're
There's
in Maine.
A landline.
They're in Maine,
and a
they're in Maine Justin.
Oh,
they're in middle
okay.
of nowhere, Maine.
They're in Maine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Land of the landlines.
Technology didn't get
home
there.
Of
now,
the locals.
Like 2 years.
Home of the locals.
Go locals.
That was on the sign to town on the way in.
Yeah.
So, it must be the brother that turns the key. Right. The second.
No, the monkey can act on its own sometimes.
Oh, does it just beat and the uncle dies? I thought the brother turned
it. No, I think the
time.
Brother turns it.
No, he turns it because he's like, we should
the
turn it.
The brother turns it, yeah.
Yeah, he said, we should turn it to see if someone else we know dies.
Now they've right. both turned it once, and he says, as soon as we turned it, I knew that you had turned it the first time and killed our mom. Because you kind of get a vision when you turn it, I feel like. And that's why he gets addicted to it later, maybe?
Yeah,
maybe not.
Maybe, I don't know.
How'd you like his uncle death?
Bad. Getting trampled by horses in her sleep.
I like how they show the sleeping bag getting emptied.
Yeah.
That was rough.
They wanted to show the gore.
Like a bag of spaghetti. he probably went quicker than most of them. Except the explosion ones. There's a lot of explosions,
and those happened instantly. The one that was probably the most painful was the head on fire.
Yeah, that's the next, I think, because we're about to get to a 25-year time skip. They're raised with the auntie in this country home with no internet or cell phones in the 90s.
After the uncle dies. Whenever the uncle dies, they're like, okay. This thing is evil. We got to get rid of it so the evil people like the Nazis or the Russians don't use it.
In the 90s. Oh, and there's like a after the fact line where it's like, and the Iraqi war people or something, like as they're dumping it down the well, like, hopefully Desert Storm's over by now. And it is definitely by 1999, but...
Oh, God.
25-year time skip, which is exactly what Josh asked for.
This is what I was hoping happened.
Yeah. So tell us a little, what happens when they're adults? Like,
We find out that Henry has a son.
He's not in a good place with him.
He doesn't keep in touch with his family anymore.
He sees him once a year.
For a week.
On his decision,
yeah,
he thinks he's a bad
He
influence.
Says that, and everybody was like, Jesus Christ, your wife must have the best lawyer ever. Your ex-wife.
Oh, where's he work?
I don't know.
Like a convenience store, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got some dead-end job. I mean, nobody against somebody at like a convenience store, but it implies that he works for a nobody who's like way worse than he is at his job. Because he's like, oh, you got a kid? That sucks. You only see him once a week?
That sucks.
Yeah.
He just kept saying that sucks to everything.
There
is the preacher.
He's a bad dad.
We skipped over
the
half-ass preacher.
Oh.
He was a good character.
Good character. Yeah. I've never seen this guy before, but he's just like, you know, death, it comes for us all. And
it's like, this guy killed the preacher and, like, just put on the robes.
Yeah. I think the preacher was in the back, either tied up or dead. And this guy's just running the church from now on. So he's reading a book at work. And I thought maybe he was, like, a secret writer because Stephen King loves to write movies and books about writers. And
I think it was
I know who it was.
It was Elijah Wood's book.
Yeah, one of many. Because he's the most prominent father figure in the country. This is so cheesy. He's like, I'm a divorced dad, and my ex-wife is married to, like, the best father with a literal award.
Literally the best father.
Yeah. Who is, like, taking my son and adopting him. And Elijah Wood is great in this role. He's like, how about we arm wrestle? He's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
For all the marbles.
I just took your energy.
And by that, I mean your little balls.
I just took your power.
Yeah, yeah. You can't take my power. You can't just do that. I did.
You can't just adopt my son.
Can't I?
He's like, I think as the top leading professional in my field, I can. He's so arch. Not the most arch in this movie, surprisingly. So he goes on this weird cross-country road trip of death with his son.
They were supposed to go to a horror convention.
Amusement park.
Amusement park together.
They don't.
And they were
They don't. When are we going to get to the amusement park?
Basically, his wife, ex-wife was saying, like, this is your last week with him.
Yeah. Not only is this your last chance, no. That's long gone. This is your last week with him. Make good memories.
Mm-hmm.
Not even or else. Just bye.
Yes, but yeah, no warning. Just, this is it. Enjoy.
Yeah. And so he's going to take him to you think it's a horror-themed amusement park all year round?
Maybe.
Or is it one of those during Halloween they transform the park? Like,
it didn't seem like it was Halloween time, but I don't know.
The dad might not know. He's pretty out of touch. The kid could be like, yeah, I want to go to Screamville. And it could be like Six Flags all year. But like during the time they're going, it's Screamville. So the dad has no idea. Or does Stephen King think there are amusement parks that are 100% horror all year round?
There are in Stephen King land.
He's like, I'm writing this. This is what I want. Clack, 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 clack.
Just like how in my mind there's a D&D amusement park that did well and...
Oh, that Evermore
yeah.
In Utah? Yeah, that opened before it was ready and had way too high of ambitions. Yeah. And then they moved on to, like, VR before they were even ready. Yeah, interesting history. But there might be more, Justin. It's just a roll of the dice away.
Ever more.
Yeah. And then their big flop was they tried to sue Taylor Swift. Because she put out a record called Evermore, and it's like, just stay away from that.
Yeah, you can't. Mm. You can't.
You can't. It's a fantasy thing. It's and one also word. It's
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Hire a better lawyer than Taylor Swift? It's like when the fans were booing her at the Super Bowl, and she's just laughing because she sold that arena out for 3 nights, mm-hmm. like a week prior or whatever. So, we got them, him grown up, and he's got his son. And the whole reason his son's with him is because he's got a school project about...
Family tree.
Family tree.
Well, I think that's not, like, the only reason, because he does get, usually gets, like, a week with him anyway.
Only reason. You get 1 week with your dad because of this school project.
And that's it, ever.
But you can also go to, like, a theme park or whatever. They're at the motel, and the dad goes out.
Well, he asks him if he has a brother first.
Oh, yeah. He says no. No, I don't get any family. Mm-hmm. I don't have a mom or a dad or a brother or a sister. I just
spawned.
Yeah. Popped into existence.
I haven't died yet. I might respawn.
I'm not trying to avoid the sex talk with you, son. We can have that. Just didn't, it wasn't part of my conception or anything. Just popped in one day. Fully formed at 25.
I like how chill the son is, like, kind of this whole...
It's weird.
Like, he gets mad, but he's still pretty chill about it.
It's okay, father. He's more... I know you're going through a lot.
He's more of just, like...
It's very whatever.
Yeah, like, who cares? Like, this is the last time I'm gonna have to deal with this. But
he's also
guy.
More optimistic than that. He's not just meh... He's like, he gets upset. I understand but what you're going through.
At points.
Too but much. But
there are also times where he's like, you suck.
Oh, yeah. Which the father should hear. someone explodes in a swimming pool.
This is where I found out.
The hot lady explodes. This is when you found out what it was.
This is when I was for sure. This is when I was for sure that's like, okay, it's Trump.
This is when the zany cement splattered him.
Yeah. This was a properly zany death.
Yeah, because it was full Final Destination. You're right, Josh.
Not whenever Adam Scott in the first 5 minutes was dressed as like a 1800s cat.
There was only one death. I wasn't sure yet. To be fair,
we didn't know what year it was either.
Going like, die, you infernal ape, and like shooting this toy monkey with a flamethrower.
I thought he took care of it.
I needed two zany deaths before I knew.
Yeah.
The other deaths up until weren't that. Even the horse that was camping, you know.
Camp.
There are stampedes yeah. of horses.
Yeah, that happens.
It happens. My belief started to suspend at that point. But there were deaths that were, like, fairly normal.
So this right? one.
The real estate yeah. agent gets killed by the gun.
Oh, real normal.
Gun accidents are normal.
Yeah.
Or, like, what was the...
This was a trap closet.
Though. It was.
So this one, there's a puddle on the ground, and there's a loose AC, and it's rumbling, and his brother calls him from a payphone. Yeah, it did fall, but it didn't hit him. It fell, and then we follow the electricity Gremlins 2 style, instead Spoilers. Of happening spontaneously, like, light speed, like yeah. electricity. There's some weird effects in this movie.
Like the bees?
We'll get to it.
To the bees.
And this lady hits the water off a diving board.
He's like, wait, no!
This is like Family Vacation. National Lampoon's Family Vacation. He's out in the middle of the night in the pool, and there's a hottie in a red bikini. And she's like, hey, I'm going for a swim. Why don't you watch me? And hits the water. Boom!
Explodes.
Vaporizes.
Yeah. Comical death.
Which is... I don't think what would happen if you hit water that was right. being...
We should
right.
find out. The leg flies by him.
We never got a death that turned to multiple deaths.
No, a monkey only killed
like, the leg
one...
didn't hit him and
there's only
died.
One person per
per thing.
Per drum beat.
Okay, yeah. Like, well, no, we got a chain death towards the end, and we'll get to it.
But he was banging it a bunch, right?
Well, that's all I can do. Like, yeah.
He banged it so bunch that it shook the world.
Oh, they did survive, too, because they both turned the key.
Yep.
Father and Henry and son.
Yeah. The kid is pissed now because the dad doesn't want him. He obviously is like, yeah, go with Elijah Wood. He's got that Hobbit money. He's got that Sin City money. We'll contribute to that when we do Josh's classics list.
To be fair, the son would not have believed the monkey story just yet.
It takes one more factor. What is that, Josh?
It's a couple of... Right? They get kidnapped by the cop kid.
The cop kid.
Kid cop. Yeah. Metalhead.
The home invasion from the Metalhead.
Metalhead Ramones punk from the 70s.
And he got kidnapped.
No, this is the 90s. The monkey.
No, this is 2024.
Oh, you're right. Oh, shit.
Because his dad was a cop.
He thought the monkey reminded him
who
of
is
the kid.
Also a deadbeat.
The monkey.
He got the monkey in the yard sale.
The estate sale. Yeah. Because the auntie is the next to die. She falls through the stairs in the basement into a box of fishing lures. Done kill her. She's able to pluck them out of her face.
Yeah, her hair catches on fire.
Sucks.
Then she smells gas.
And so she, like, puts her head real close to the gas.
To make sure it's gas. Thing,
to make sure, because that's what you would do. It's not...
She smelled it across the house. She can't just turn it off.
Yeah. Why would you get that close? Yeah, she got
real close.
And then, bang.
She turned into Ghost Rider.
Oh, yeah. Ghost Rider auntie.
That also doesn't kill her.
And then she doesn't put her head in the sink or the toilet.
Yeah.
She runs outside.
I thought it was snowing. So I was like, oh, okay, she's going to put it... Like...
Home Alone style.
She's going to, like, sure. Put it in the snow. That's what I thought it was. Sure. Like, there was snow on the ground, but there was not. And
no,
she just...
This...
Runs out and
runs into
herself.
A vase.
Foot gets stuck in
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. Foot gets stuck in it. And she trips and impales herself on the for sale sign for her house.
There are some Simpsons-esque deaths in this movie. Someone is killed by stepping on a rake, a la Sideshow Bob.
And then choking on their vape.
Yeah.
We get a Rube Goldberg death later.
What is this vape vending machine he's trying to buy from first? Is that real, or does Stephen King just think those exist? Like, how much of this is just, yeah, and then he goes and buys a vape from a vending machine. Clickety-clickety, and they're like, I guess film it, it'll be silly. Because I've never seen that.
Apparently, there's like a new Japanese convenience store here in town. Did you guys know this?
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What's it called? I don't remember what it was called, but my brother-in-law was talking about it yesterday.
They got some fun vending machines?
I'm guessing they do.
Okay.
That's why I was bringing it up.
Ooh, I want one of them Japanese fruit sandwiches with the cream in it.
But the two, my sister's friend,
Yakitori,
was there with her husband, and they said that they went there the night that it opened, and there was a line around the corner, and it took like 3 hours.
Sure, that's how things are in the city when they first opened. So you gotta wait a couple of weeks.
Is it here or in Rio Rancho?
I think it's in the Rio Rancho area.
Oh, even further. Is it 24 hours?
I don't know.
Is it based on Japanese time?
Is it like a 7-Eleven?
I don't know.
Like, is it only open when it would be open in Japan?
That's kind of cute. That's kind of funny.
That'd be real gimmicky.
Yeah.
When they have, like, live streams of Japan, like one of those portals where you can, like, see and talk to people. Do you guys see the one they put up in New York?
No.
Oh, they did this. It was like, they called it the portal. And it was a round, like, OLCD screen, and it was a live stream, and there was one somewhere else, like in Denmark, at the same time and place, so you could, like, look through it, and it was people-sized, so it was, like, really trippy.
You could, like, just see and, like, see people wave at someone.
But it was live, and you could, like,
that's cool.
Hear people, but they had to turn it off, because people, like, kids in Denmark kept memeing 9/11 and putting it up to it to the people in New York. And, like, people were mooning it, and, like,
of course,
I was like, no, leave it up. Let people express themselves. Who care how? Like, as long as it's not, like, a hate crime or anything, but...
It would have got there.
Wait till we have real portals. It'll be much worse. The older brother is still alive.
Yeah, he calls him early on.
Hello, shithead.
Doesn't quite get to the
light. Like lightning cracks. Thunder in the background. Manservant, gather more corpses.
He does say, like, shit, you know, go to the location and wait for my signal.
Yeah.
And it's like, an abandoned lair. Yeah. Like, with green flashing lights in the window.
He's got all these TVs and cameras.
Like, yeah.
He has, like, saw-esque traps on the way up to him.
Oh, my God. Which are terrible, by the way.
Yeah. Because they didn't work very well at all.
They send the kid in there to get the monkey.
So the he turns the key. Becomes immortal.
Yeah, that's what the uncle thinks for some reason.
Yeah.
I think he's just bullshitting. I think the...
Yeah, how could he know for sure?
I think that's the whole point of this is the monkey doesn't do anything.
I don't know that
it
makes you immortal, but I think he thinks that if you're the person who turns the key...
You will not die.
You won't be the person that dies that time.
So you just gotta keep turning that key,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you have to keep turning the key.
That's what he's been doing. And that's why everybody's been dying and exploding around our main character.
We get a montage of weird deaths.
Yeah.
Person, like, fall through the ceiling.
That was way too quick.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? Okay.
That was the lady right before she got shotgunned to death by the trap closet.
I'm trying to think. Who was this montage of people in the town? There was, like, a cobra in
when they leave.
In the toilet.
Yeah, there was a cobra. No, it was
the real estate lady was telling about all the deaths before
she
got shot.
Yeah, it was a cobra in a golf hole.
Yes, okay.
That, like, got a guy who was golfing. There was a guy who got steamed in the face by his espresso machine or something.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Pretty sure that wouldn't kill you. It'd suck a lot, but...
Well, was there one more?
There's a bunch.
Somebody else exploded?
There was an explosion. I can't remember.
Yeah, it popped by way too quick on the
screen.
There
was a bunch of,
like, it was funny.
In succession.
So
and then
like
she exploded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's a bunch of explosions in this.
I like how the kid was downstairs and not near him when the pool explosion happened, and he could. Just
or when
like,
the real estate lady.
Dad, could are you the
Did
killer?
Did you do this? Are you killing this? People?
No, I swear it's the monkey. I don't believe you. Well, let me tell you about my brother. He's a Batman-esque supervillain who has a monkey. He went down in this pit when they were kids, and tried to save the monkey.
Yeah, he's like, I tried to get it back as quickly as I could.
To use it as often as I could.
He wanted revenge on his brother.
He didn't find it down there, though.
But he found the key, which is weirder.
Yeah.
Where'd the monkey
go? He said that he took it as a sign that it would be come back eventually.
Right.
But he got cocky and was foolish and thought he could find it himself.
Yeah.
And he did not.
Is this... I think Monkey Man happened in this part of the movie... Like your movie, Monkey Man,
yeah.
Where he put on the mask and fought in the ring for a while.
Sure, sure.
And he was, like, waiting for a sign. And then he's at a Chinese restaurant. And it's not like the fortune cookie was that explicit. It just said, hi.
And then on the back it said...
Turn the key and win the prize.
Turn the key, see what happens, which is what it said on the box.
And then he turns around and it's Year of the Monkey. Which, Josh, 2028, Year of the Monkey.
It's a couple years away at
least. Yeah,
I know.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean April all year?
It means the monkey's coming back. Uh-oh, Josh, both of us turned the key.
Yeah.
You better turn it quick.
Better.
And all it does is put a monkey movie on for us.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you don't turn it, it gets angry. Who knows how many monkey movies it would put on then. Yeah, this brother lives in a lair.
Firmly a lair.
And dresses.
Oh my God. So when they were kids, they went to 2 funerals in a row. Fucked him up. They didn't get any help. No therapy.
Yeah.
His brother's just wearing his funeral tuxedo.
Oh, because the babysitter got decapitated.
At the sushi restaurant. The guy was flirting with her with the rice.
And he...
And then he's like, hi-ya!
And then decapitated her. Yeah.
And he's like, it wasn't even a flourish of the knife.
He became Zorro for a second and just did this and shot the shockwave off.
She was not close enough.
Not at all. And her head slid off onto the hibachi, and the old lady 2 tables over is like, I'll have what she's having. You remember that from one of your favorite movies, Josh?
No.
When Harry Met Sally?
I don't remember that.
And she was eating the egg salad sandwich and pretended to have an orgasm at the diner.
Oh, right. I remember that.
Okay. It's a commercial now.
It's yeah. Everything's a commercial now. Mm. Even movies. Soon they're going to start putting commercials in old movies and, like, tricking us with them. It'll just be there. But not yet. Now, a message from our sponsor. So, this kid just wears his funeral attire, and he's like, I'm never taking it off, because I'll never have to put it on for a funeral, A. And B, no one can die while I'm wearing this. So when he's an adult, he finds the funeral attire.
He doesn't get a new... finds it, like, sizes it up.
But also...
And it also incorporates flames.
Yeah. Because he has a jersey from when he's a kid that we see. And he makes that the cummerbund of the suit. And it's like, okay, that's really weird.
Like, we have to establish that he's weird.
It's almost like an anime where you see the young character wearing clothes and the adult one has, like, that same skirt, but now it's a scarf around their neck. Sure. Just to show it's the same character. And I was like, really? The Guy Fieri-esque villain tuxedo he has on? And then we were like, oh, god damn it. Josh might not realize that this is his twin brother played by the same actor.
I did not.
He like, Superman'd you.
Did I get it? It's just him with that. Well, he also
is a different outfit.
Had different hair cut.
It's definitely a different outfit.
He's also in dark rooms a lot.
Yeah, and arch. But he has no glasses, and he has a mullet. Right. Like, a straight up 2024 mullet.
He's stuck in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, because mullets are back now. That's like the one part that...
The evil guy got, right?
Yeah. Not that the evil guy got right, that like the time synchronous thing.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you could make a bad guy have a mullet at any time and it'd work.
Sure. Because
you could be like, oh, he's crazy, or oh, he's in style. real silly at this point, though.
He's got a real crazy style.
Of the bees or
the bees?
The bees.
What has happened is our main character and young cop.
Young cop.
See a beehive out the window.
Heavy metal cop.
And they're like, oh, there's no way those bees can kill us. We're in here.
Yeah.
Well, young cop, I didn't think his gun was loaded.
The tree branch is bouncing up and down. It's such a fat hive.
Young cop's brother is an army dude.
He asks for some ammunition before he leaves.
What caliber? It's like heavy metal versus like militant army dude. Never takes his gear off. And I guess he gave him a couple of bullets, and punk cop is scratching his head with the gun and it goes off and it doesn't kill him. But it makes
this kid, I guess, is enchanted by the monkey.
He reminds him of his dad.
He's like, I really want this monkey.
It's got a hold on him.
That like the brother buys it from him for $15.
Yeah. He sent him to get the monkey, but not to, like,
because he doesn't leave his house.
Yeah.
He's a weird child.
I don't know why that was never mentioned, or what that had to do with the movie.
So he's just been there the whole time?
He's just a shut-in?
He doesn't ever leave his house. That was one of the lines.
But if he feels safe from turning the monkey key, why not? Like, there's no reason.
Who knows?
So he spent the last, like, 10 years turning this into a lair.
Yeah.
Took him a while to get that literal from...
Layers don't make themselves.
Right.
It got way easier when Amazon
He had to do it all
thing.
Himself because he doesn't want anyone in there.
When he could start ordering LED lights, it became a lot easier.
Here.
What?
Was it all the packages we get here every day?
Yeah.
Someone's turning his house into a lair.
I mean, look at the lights. So...
The one shopping... Like three samurai swords and a bowling ball.
Oh my god, this nerd!
Myers.
He is home alone his entire house.
A cannon.
This isn't adult booby trap stuff. No, this is not. Childlike booby traps.
The son, like, triggers a tripwire. And an axe blow. It's like 7 miles behind him.
Oh, I need to be more careful. That almost hit me. And you're like, no, it didn't. The three samurai swords dangling, though, are so
and the rude
stupid.
Goldberg machine.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't intend that, though.
He pisses off the monkey.
He tries to force it to bent.
Why are you so strong?
He gets thrown across the room. The one guy is outside getting filled with bees. Not only does one bee come out,
filled with
bees. We were saying, it would have been great.
Fly through the little bullet.
Immediately.
Straight into him.
Straight into
it was
his
a laser
mouth.
Of bees.
Too much movie.
It would have been fine if one or two crept in slowly and stung him and he was allergic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been fine.
Or even a several of them. Like, if it was a bunch and he was just freaking out.
And it slowly filled up.
And it slowly filled up and, like, the other guy got out.
And the car locked or something after the guy got out. But this was too much. This was jumping the bee.
Swallowing the bee.
Yeah. 5,000 bees came through this bullet hole in the window.
Like they were fired out of a gun.
Uh-huh. A bee cannon.
And then his, like, face bloats up, falls, his jaw falls.
Yeah, the bees.
The power of bees.
They eat their way out.
Is that what bees do?
Yes.
Maybe.
These are those rare.
Don't let them inside you.
That's what these bees do.
That's why you don't let bees inside you. Because
that's why you don't let bees inside you.
They will eat their way out.
Okay, you should write a book. A children's book. Don't let bees inside you.
Yes.
It could be an alphabet book.
They did the kids book for God of War like that.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
it's not an actual kids book.
It's
a joke. But
yeah. You know some people got it for their kids, though.
It's called Bee is for Boy.
Ah. Don't let the bees inside you. That's another good shirt.
You writing all these shirts down?
Oh, yeah.
You've got at least, like, five at this point.
Third Act Italy. Still one of my favorites. Our unexplainable line of t-shirts.
Yeah.
And then what should Don't Let the Bees Inside You have on it as the graphic?
Are these not just all text shirts?
I mean, this one, they could all be text, but this one could just be, like, drippy honey font. Like, some bee, Don't Let the Bees Inside You.
Mustache ride.
Yeah. We'll have to watch that one with Nicolas Cage and the bees eventually.
Oh, yeah. Wicker Man.
Yeah, it's
what
a
about
remake.
The Jason Statham one with the bees?
The Beekeeper?
Beekeeper.
We could do a full...
I really want to see the Beekeeper.
A full bee trilogy.
We could have a...
Bee-lie?
Bee-lie. Yeah, sure.
February.
November. November,
October, December. I just use all the same. that's a lot of B movies. That was all the Bs.
Oh, I haven't seen the B movie, actually.
Good.
That's another one.
That's another one. There it is. That's a month of B movies if you want to subject us to that.
Better than Apes, I think.
I don't know. I don't think there's quite as many movies with bees as there are with apes.
There's enough for at least one month.
My Girl?
If we're talking about, like, how significant do the bees have to be?
As much as they were in this movie, which is pretty significant. They could have called this movie A Monkey
the
and
bees.
A Bee. A Monkey and the Bees.
They were in one scene.
The Monkey and the Bees. And it's like a play on the bird and the bees. And... The birds and the bees. The monkey and the bees.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
The tagline is like, somebody's got to teach you about death.
It's a hard lesson to learn. Son, I think you're old enough.
The son does believe him.
Right away, too.
I
guess you see that many people vaporized. You're like...
Well, because when he walks further, he's like worshiping the monkey.
Yeah, he's doing this evil villain monologue. And it's on a mountain of TVs. It's like a Goosebumps
episode.
He's
like talking about, like, please kill the person and just the right person and only the right person.
I'm begging you,
I'm
monkey.
Begging you, monkey.
I guess my dad wasn't crazy. Maybe
he still
they both are.
He still turns that key.
Oh, he sure does. The dad's like, whatever you do, don't turn the key. The first thing he does, turns the key.
Kills Stoner Cop.
Stoner Cop gets beed.
Metal Cop.
Metal Cop. Punk Cop.
Whatever you want to call
metal
him.
Punk Cop.
You couldn't tell what he was doing because his fucking bangs go down to his nose.
Yeah, you never see his eyes.
There is a Goosebumps poster in the kid in one of the kids' rooms.
That's 90s.
That's 90s. the uncle freaks out, and like Josh said, he's trying to force this monkey's hand down. He pisses the monkey off. You can tell by the monkey's expression.
The monkey has several... It's pretty expressive.
Yeah. It always is zooming in on his face and be like... And Josh is like, was that a jump scare? But the monkey gets so angry, it hits its drum a bunch of times.
Like someone's a meteor. Hits the town?
I thought this was a plane falling out of the sky.
Oh, that must be. So like three people fall through the roof.
It was like a private jet. Like, okay.
Must be a
bridal shower is what I thought, because a couple of people fall and then the bride falls and hangs. Oh. This was like a Beetlejuice moment.
What? Yeah.
The brother gets mousetrapped.
A bridal shower.
It turned into a bridal shower rather than a meteor shower. The brother gets decapitated.
Wait, Henry comes up first, though.
Oh.
They make up as brothers.
Oh, yeah. I guess you could. You didn't kill anybody.
He does the thing where he like, slicks his hair back twice.
Yeah.
And goes to shake his hand and pulls back, yeah. And I was like, I mean, he did just turn a monkey key. Maybe that didn't do anything? Maybe this is all fiction. And they just convinced themselves this toy is the cause of people exploding.
The brother's like, you killed my mom. He's like, she was my mom, too.
Whoa, I never thought of it like that.
She was, huh?
That was a stupid moment. There were some kind of stupid moments.
I mean, we've established that the brother is nutso, so...
Yeah.
Like, sure. Then they make up, and he gets Rube Goldberg.
Oh, yeah. The mouse trap happens,
the monkey finishes its drum beat.
And the drums of April end.
Their mom's bowling ball hits him in the head, which is...
Blows his head off.
Early on in the movie, we saw a scene where the main character fantasized about crushing his head with a bowling ball.
Mm-hmm.
He even held it over his head while he was sleeping once or twice.
Yeah, neither of these brothers are healthy. And have got any help, it seems like, in their life. But happy ending, I guess.
Yeah.
They leave the town, and everyone's dying.
Leaves with his son. We see a baby carriage on fire.
Uh-huh.
The lady running, going, not trying to put it out, but
just running.
She's not hurting anything.
Yeah.
We see death.
Death.
Yeah, death shows up.
Cross pale horse.
Uh-huh, he's all smoky and wispy.
And then they decide to go dancing.
Thanks, bro, for all the work tonight. Gives him a thumbs up.
Keep it up.
Yeah. Keep up all the good work.
The son sees this too.
Yeah, because he's in the family. Like
He turned the key.
Yeah, he turned the key.
Wait, it's not immortal. Because the brother gets killed.
Well, no, we didn't say the brother was right. He's crazy.
Right.
Yeah, he's not interpreting right. all of
but
this.
But his brother also wasn't the one that turned the key at that time.
Oh, right, it's each time, right.
Sure. Eh, not a good rule.
Which is what you were saying at the beginning. It's like, why is he giving it to the son? Because you pointed this out, like, by his logic, whenever he gave it to the son, and he didn't know that the stoner cop was there.
Right.
It was a 50-50 shot that it was going to kill him or his brother.
Yeah.
And that's why he was, like, pleading. Like, please kill the right one.
Not me.
Yeah, not me.
I know I pissed you off. And you killed a plane full of people. And yeah, the town's going to shit. Things are exploding and they're just driving off into the sunset. And he's like, are you still going to leave me up for adoption to Elijah Wood? Yes, son.
Was that a line?
No.
Oh, I was like, did I miss that part?
That was the post-credit, the stinger. He lets Elijah Wood adopt the monkey. Yeah. And he actually thrives with it.
Oh, yeah.
It turns into that Cormac McCarthy story, The Box, where there's a button, and every time you push it, you get $1 million, but someone in the world dies. This is a way worse deal, this monkey. You just crank in that little monkey and then somebody dies. Mm-hmm. You don't get anything.
Nothing.
You just go crazy. So don't crank the monkey.
Don't crank the monkey.
That's one of our lessons this year for April, Josh.
Okay.
Now we can start talking about all these monkey movies that we've seen.
We're not. Oh, yeah. Really.
Better Man, the worse.
Yeah, that
by
definitely.
So you got Better Man, the monkey. What was
Monkey
three?
Man.
Monkey Man.
And Rise of the. Monkey Man was the fighting one.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the monkey? Wait, what was the one? thinking of.
Tonight Was the Monkey. Oh, yes. Yours, Rise of the Warrior Apes.
Right. Yeah,
the documentary. There's Rise of the Warrior Apes. Right.
I'd say that's second best. Rise of the Warrior Apes?
I put the Monkey Man...
Above it?
Above it.
Okay.
I'd say Monkey Man is 3 for me.
Yeah. It wasn't the worst. Better Man was by far the worst. Better Man was the worst. I'd say it was a pretty good April overall. Like,
better than previous year. Possibly the best April.
Whoa.
Possibly.
Did you like it better than when we watched all of the King Kong movies from the decades?
Yeah, I think this is better. Like, watching all the King Kongs or watching all the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Because it's not just the same thing.
Yeah, it's not just the same thing over and over. Like, it doesn't have the best individual movies, but, like, as a month, I think it was
pretty
solid. I don't like this, this is where we're at.
Yeah. Right?
We have caught up with all the monkey series, so now we're just going to do random monkey movies every April.
Yeah.
Until we're done with
them. Well, we still haven't caught up with all the series. We have several more Planet of the Apes in the mainline series.
Well, I appreciate
series.
This breath of fresh monkey air.
Just a banana waft in your face of monkey breath.
I like the reprieve from the known.
Yeah, because Planet of the Apes is going to get weird when Justin goes back to it.
Yeah.
The sequels?
Yeah, I know a little about the sequels. And
I think we've done most of the King Kong movies at this
point.
We haven't done any Italians with Godzilla. Because those are the new ones.
I hate kaiju movies so much.
Yeah.
Like, giant monsters don't like that genre.
Kaiju lie.
Yeah, we talked about
this. We've joked about this before.
About that. You can do kaiju lie, but you can't do it in the same year as in April. You can swap them out.
We just do that for a year of the monkey. July is kaiju monkey.
You replace as many months as you can.
Would you recommend this movie, Josh?
No, it's just worse Final Destination. Final Destination at least, like, picked its lane, that it's all, like, realistic, but also kind of zany. That's right, you know, I know a lot of people have seen Final Destination. It's like, ooh, I don't want that to happen to me. I don't want
by a lawnmower.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in the quick...
Yes. Okay, you just reminded me.
So yeah. I think that it, even if this movie, it picked a lane, I think Final Destination's bit is better. It's just death, and it's just a weird supernatural force that has rules like the ring.
Tony Todd, isn't it?
Who's that?
The guy who plays death in Final Destination.
Final Destination.
Oh, I don't know.
Passed away recently.
Oh.
This new Final Destination is his last movie.
Ooh, I really like the previous one. It tied into the first one. Maybe we'll go on a kick of those. Those are really fun.
I do like the third act twist a lot.
With the brother?
With the brother, but like...
This is a literary villain, too, through.
There were so many, like, once it shifts to the brother, all the lines were like, yes, this sounds like a novel line.
Mm-hmm.
So,
straight from the book.
I think if they had started really zany and kept it going through to the brother, I would have been more okay with this.
Amazing that you say that.
It's
with
not
the thing that how they started this
movie. Look at some of the death. The deaths are all over. It's right. Like they go from like intestine, like
okay,
it's a little, to like bees, to like Rube Goldberg machine, like exploding when you're hitting the pool. Like some of the deaths are fairly normal compared to some of the others, I think. So
some of them are
measured,
like Justin said. It started so zany. I thought he was going to start jump roping over these intestines. They were stretched out wall to wall in the first scene. And then it goes to him in the alley. Take this, you monkey son of a bitch! And he's blasting it with
and
a flamethrower.
You know, that would have been fine if the whole movie was like, or we're trying to destroy it.
Yeah.
And oh, like there were several scenes where they tried to destroy it.
How is that such a missed opportunity when he's got it on the chopping block as a kid and he wangs it? And it's like, squelch, and he looks and blood's coming out of it, and he keeps hitting it. I was like, oh, it's just tricking him into killing the family cat or something, so the family turns on him. I was like, missed opportunity, horror movie.
I thought that's what was going to happen.
Yeah.
The monkey was going to frame it to where it was like, he looks like he's a killer.
I thought it was always going to make people do the killing to, like, throw whoever off. But no, it just set up these elaborate Final Destination moments. Justin, would you recommend this movie?
Yeah, it was fun. I laughed enough at it, and it was fun enough. that if someone asked me, I would say yes. Go. It's worth the hour and a half.
It kind of reminds me of some of the more modern ones like Smile and Smile 2, how they're like funny horror comedies. I don't think it was that well written.
No, it definitely had its weak points.
A lot of the deaths were too over the top for it to be considered scary. Almost to the point where they were comical. Like, explosions. They weren't scary, you know? They were just, like, shocking.
No, they were definitely supposed to be, like, look at how gory this is. It's over the top gory.
Yeah, yeah.
Even with the shock death, he just, like, gets covered in blood because he's right there.
Yeah.
He, like, wipes his glasses off.
And even the son later is like, you still have so-and-so's blood all over you. So, it was kind of all over the place tone-wise. You didn't recommend it? You did? Like, I'll give it a light recommend, too, for, like, if it's, like, the Halloween season and you're like, oh, I just want something new to watch. This one's interesting enough. You guessed it right away. Even before the credits came up, you're like, it's a cursed object movie.
Yeah, and, I mean, you can't do... The monkey's on the poster, right? Mm-hmm. It's clearly a toy monkey.
Yeah.
But, like, I did read a bit, wiki page, about how they want this to be fun or to separate it from other cursed objects. These that they felt were too serious.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like a monkey's paw, even.
We haven't seen... There hasn't been a lot of cursed objects lately, right?
There's a more recent one that came out with, like, about a music box.
Oh, it was so bad.
Yeah.
It was funny, though. This was way better than that. And it wasn't trying to be funny.
It was unintentionally, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That one was so... I think it was called The Box.
It might have been.
Yeah, I watched it, and I couldn't believe how bad the acting was. I had to keep watching. It was like Mean Girls with a cursed object.
Huh.
I think you would actually like it.
That's like, what the fuck is the one horror movie we saw last year, or with the menu, where it's like Mean Girls, but they're in the cabin?
Hmm.
Mean Girls, but they're in the cabin.
You know, it's all those teenagers that go.
Oh,
to the cabin.
Bodies, Bodies, like, Bodies.
Yeah, Bodies,
Bodies. Oh, that was your movie.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Bodies, that Bodies, was a really Bodies. Fun one. I like that. Yeah. Really good twist if you haven't seen Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. Mean Bodies.
It's not a really good twist. Really it's a good. Stupid fucking twist.
That makes it. For a good twist.
I thought it was a good twist.
It completely defeats the whole point of the movie. Which is the point,
fun.
I guess.
That's yeah. Funny.
Yeah. Oh, is that what funny is?
Yeah, because it's not funny? Expected.
Yeah, I did not expect it.
It's one of the things that can be funny.
One of the things,
We need to make Mean Girls horror genre.
Yeah.
Because we got Happy Death Day, too. It was almost Mean Girls horror.
There's a new movie coming out from the producer of Happy Death Day, or director.
Is it Happy Death Day 3?
No, it's about a couple that goes on a date, their first date. And she gets a bunch of text messages like, you have to kill your date or I'll kill your son. And so she's
it's like a death game thing.
Yeah, it's another death game. Mm. Like that one Pulse we watched, or Verge or whatever. Remember that terrible one?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, Justin's like, I can see movies in theaters for free. And I'm like, well, I shouldn't have done that one. It wasn't even worth nothing. Pulse? No, Pulse is a horror. I think it was like Verge. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was Verge.
Ugh.
It was bad.
It had, like Emma Roberts, I think, in it. Yeah, and they're just riding a moped around New York. Like, here's our next challenge.
Oh, yeah. We never finished that death game list, did we?
Mmm.
I think there's one movie left on that list.
It's possible. I don't know. I thought we finished whatever list. That was Justin's for sure. Death games.
I think we did.
Like 13 okay. Sins was back on that list. We're talking old list at this point.
Yeah.
If you want to find any of those old episodes and listen to them, you can find them on podcast.com. Go to Have You Seen Podcast on Instagram. We got all our episodes linked there. Check us out on Facebook at Have You Seen and FapCheck. And check us out at FapCheck@gmail.com. Justin, how about you check that mailbox and see if Josh has any love letters, hate mail, recommendations.
In a couple weeks, there might be something.
It might be something.
People might be clamoring for more April.
Check out our other episodes on our other podcasts of Amazeballs, where we talk TV, everything at this point, anthology series, sci-fi, comedy, horror, fantasy. And check out What About Wrestling, where Justin and Nick, our only fan, talk about different wrestling events. Justin is shaking his head, yes, no. Enthusiastically.
No.
Nothing in the inbox.
Nothing in the inbox, sadly.
That is FAPCHECK.
At gmail.com.
Uh-huh. We should spell it every time. That's why they're not getting it.
Yeah.
Because they just, I'm saying it too quick and they're not able to catch it.
Yeah, no one's caught it in the last 8 years.
Oh, this is probably going to be the final episode of this year's April.
Thank Ape God.
If you have any monkey recommendations, let us know.
Yes, and
for next year.
For next year.
We can do it on a...
We got a Summer of Sandler to get through, boys.
Yeah, we do. We do have the Summer of Sandler coming up.
And we've got some winners on that this year.
Ooh.
Both grown-ups.
Gobbity-goobity.
Funny People's going to be there.
No, they're not funny.
They're not funny. They're just sad. They made funny people less funny.
That with were in that sad movie. People.
They did take funny title. People and make them less funny. You're right.
Sad people. Until next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin.
Hey guys, have you seen...